I'll just start the tape.
Okay.
Hi, Las
Vegas.
Still in there.
We're back. So I know you all want to get to sleep and...
I'm not back in the torch, actually.
No, it's everything's up and lopsided the time now, you know.
Like, keep them close, too.
Hey, can I swing this one around?
Are we on now, then?
Like Roger Daltrey?
Yeah.
Have we started yet?
Yeah, the tape is rolling.
Oh, right.
We're not live with the membranes.
Good evening.
WFMU.
91.1 FM stereo.
You call these cans, right? They're not headphones.
We call those headphones.
Oh.
Cans. Yeah. Make cans where you keep beans in. You look pretty funny with bean cans on your ears.
So what happened to your guitar player?
He's been reading Hammer of the Gods and Led Zeppelin a bit too closely. We're just reading it for the lifestyle tips, and he just like went overboard and three-dimensionally.
We left him in Hoboken.
Frank Sinatra's birthplace.
Where's Sid? We should get Sid in here. He's full of lively.
Cooper's in here sleeping.
Is he? Oh dear.
Yeah, he said great things in the car.
Did he? What did he say?
Yeah. Well, maybe he's quiet around you guys, but he talked up a storm in the car.
We saw his head shaking around with each other and doing like getting David to try and guess his age. I forgot that was a competition on the show.
So, I don't know what to say.
Is he here? He's coming.
Is there like, we read all this stuff about visa troubles, like that they're going to give...
No, we don't damage the visas.
No, we don't
publicize. We don't go around America as a band who sneaks in illegally, you know. It's like, in the end, like, you start... If your name... No, what's going to... Just don't talk about the visas.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about the visas.
All right. Okay.
We're
going to
sing
a song now. Oh, yeah,
a cappella. Boy.
We do a vocal harmony in that barbershop quartet.
So how long have you been here? You played like...
Been in the studio for half an hour.
Did you play like everywhere, like West, Midwest?
No,
and
we just played up to Minneapolis, then down south to Louisville and back up here. We just play with Gerard's friends, really.
It's a big private party.
He doesn't have any friends on the West Coast. He can't get into the lifestyle.
He doesn't make it out that far.
We brought our surfboards just in case, you know. Can't get through customs.
Skateboards.
I don't know if I should put these on or not.
Yeah. Counts.
And they'll be screaming in my ears.
How loud is this?
Well, that's good. It's all very well balanced. How long did it take to do the new record that's just out?
About 6 months. Yeah. We were in the studio all the time.
It sounds like it was done in 7 different places. Like a lot of the tracks have different production ideas on them.
It's done in two places, basically, like Chicago and Leeds. But there's like time off in between each bit. Mm-hmm. And then we like trying to do different styles of sounds anyway. But on this LP, everything sounds quite one-dimensional, really, I think, anyway.
One-dimensional?
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. Well, I suppose it's in a bad way. Depends how you look at it, you know. If you don't like the one dimension, it would be in a bad way.
Well, not in the, like, in the sound. Everything sounds the same, though.
Yeah.
So he's sort of new, isn't he? He wasn't last fall. He wasn't...
No. I was
last fall. That's an apt quip.
Don't mention the full world visas. No, I have to work, so I couldn't get time off work.
Mm.
He's from an indie band called The Witness, and like we gave him a chance to join a real band.
I thought I'd help these suckers.
We have that record here too. We have the.
So we're like the Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young of the indie scene, indie supergroup. So there's any like other struggling indie guitarists out there, we'll rope them in.
It's good that you just use membranes, because if you used all your surnames, it would take forever.
Do we use membranes? Yeah. I always like sign myself John Dash Membranes. I've stopped putting the dash in. And people call me John Membranes, which is the most ridiculous name I've ever heard. You call me more ridiculous than your name, Koofy. To explain, Koofy, to the listeners how you got your name.
I guess you kind of go back a long way, you know.
He does a great American accent.
Breaking ass, 6 miles, break on 10 of the USA. Hit the lures,
How was school?
Pretty boring. I can't remember it really.
Too many drugs, you know.
What town are you from in England?
It's called about me coming from Blackpool.
Uh huh.
The other people just been picked up from different towns to go along, you know. Like Wallace Space players from the Midlands, Keith's from London, but he lives in Liverpool, and Nick's the other guitarist from the same town, it's a little town near Blackpool.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, really, the band's sort of from Blackpool, you know. That's what we're about, really.
The Blackpool sound.
Because it's like, the trouble is, if you get everything from Manchester, you get like, oh, you must be like Joy Division, the four. You know, but being from Blackpool, there's no legacy at all. What's the band from Blackpool that hit? There's Davy Jones and something like another Davy Jones, not the Monkees one, but the original Davy Jones got to number 33 in 1964 and part of the back of the Mersey B thing, because Blackpool was near enough to Liverpool to pretend it was a Mersey B thing. And there's Rocking Vickers got the charts in 1968, and their bass player was Lemmy. Like, they're still going as well. They play the pub circuit in Blackpool. And
like, without Lemmy.
Yeah, not without Lemmy, yeah. They're always writing them letters saying, Lemmy, come back, you know. They've got these big flares on, you know, like massive flares and things. And every Christmas they play like Kirkham Palms or some like little village hall or somewhere. Yeah, like, why am I laughing? Because that's what we'll be doing next year. The new Rocking Vickers, that's us. Doing the club circuit.
What else? Do you have any questions for them? Any ideas for me? Have you ever seen a pig race? Do they race?
Not since the riots, we haven't seen a pig race.
Did you hear about our riot we had over here?
I heard about the riots. Oh, yeah. They shut the parks and had a riot. That's typical America, isn't it? People have riots over because they can't play anymore. You know, when you're living on the hard line like in England, viewers, you know it's all about riots because we're starving and things, you know what I mean?
That's right. Unemployment, deprivation, society, this sort of thing, you know.
I like a chance to nick a good new stereo, smash a window. They have rights in Liverpool, don't they, Keith?
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get a chance to move around a lot more when he's playing some guitar.
Yeah, the only reason I was doing that is because my guitar broke, couldn't get it repaired, so stuck with that guitar. Like, the support band were in that Keen Lennon gear, which like was up to them, it was okay.
Right.
So I could actually say to them, after we managed to borrow normal gear, say to him, is it okay if I borrow your guitar as well, you know? So I was stuck with that guitar. So that's the first time I've been on stage with that guitar, except for last year when I smashed Joe's guitar to pieces and ran out of guitars.
Oh, you'd handled it very well. It was very theatrical.
I thought I'm really dancing like somebody just can't dance at all, you know? But then we make dance music for people that can't dance, you know? It's like, it's really strange to get dance charts. They're not for dances, for people who want to just sort of go like brackets, moves around in trendy fashion. Like that's what dance music is in dance charts, but our music's dance music as well, but like in England it's, everyone just jumps around and beats each other up.
Having seizures, yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny over here, people don't really dance that much over here, do they? Mm-hmm. I think everyone should get really drunk and have a good time, you know. But I don't mind people standing there doing nothing, it's up to the crowds who they want, but...
Absorbing what...
Do they? Because it's the hardcore scene to have the dancers, and like, well this is like the trendy sort of college scene, I suppose, what we're on, or summer. People don't dance so much, you know, they analyse the words or something, someone told me. I thought it was really funny because we never remember any of our words. But I think people should get drunk and have a really good time. There's not much else to do, is there? It's a good chance to go absolutely mental, group, band music and things. Disco's a controlled situation, but group thing, you can go mad. And that's what people do in England.
A lot of people come out to see you?
We do quite
England?
A lot in England. Some towns people hate us, and other towns people really like us. You know, it varies. Uh-huh. If you're outside the charts in England, you're just on what's in each scene all the time.
Right.
There's a few fanatics, aren't there?
We're sort of a legendary status in England, you know, like, some people go, yeah, and some people go, no, not them. So tell us, Koofy, how did you get your name?
Were you able to find the Beatles on the Satanic Majesty's cover when, you know, you remember that?
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. Yeah. When I was taking acid, it was much easier to find, you know. I saw the Grateful down there, a pig race, some visas. This must be a British one. This is English, isn't it?
So yeah, that's the...
I've got all the hotchpotch American release where they stuck half of one album onto half the next one in two singles.
Right, and took George Martin's name off it and named another producer.
Really,
well, don't blame me.
What's your favourite Beatles album?
Favourite Beatle album?
Yeah.
Golly. What's maybe the White Album where they were all at each other's throats.
I like White Album, Our Days Night. Which one's...
I think your White Album, Revolver, actually.
Revolver.
And Sgt. Pepper's.
Sgt. Pepper's, I never liked that one that much.
No.
Or maybe Rubber Soul.
Well, yeah, we're talking a different league.
I thought the air conditioning was good in Sgt. Pepper's.
What's your favourite one, Ringo?
All Day's Night.
Oh, the soundtrack music in between the songs.
Oh, the George Martin soundtrack music on the screen. That's great, isn't it? Yeah. Wipeout stuff.
Did you get along well with Steve Albini? Is he
a very pleasant guy? Yeah, he's nice to us, yeah. And we're nice to him. He's alright. He plays games sometimes, but, like, you know, you can't really play games with people from our end of the country. Because he went to him first and met all the people in the south, and, like, they're all vegetarians. We're vegetarians as well, but, like, we don't make any big deal of it. And he was, like, winding up going, I really want some fresh meat. And they're going, oh, I'm awful, fresh meat, you know. So he thought he'd try and wind us up by like this. And we're going, well, so what, you know, like, big deal, you know. Like, that's his big game. Like, I have to get over that. That was okay, you know. So we could tell he's trying to wind us up a little just for fun, you know. Like, we try, like, if he came to our house, we'd try to wind him up for a bit of fun. So same sort of useless gags, you know. He's really nice, you know. He's lent us a lot of gear and things. And we always, like, when we play in the Chicago area, we could turn around his house about 6 in the morning and just go sleep in his settee. He's not fussed, you know.
Does he live with his parents?
No, he doesn't know. Hmm. He lives with himself.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
He lives with his memories.
He's got loads of Elvis pictures all over the place, hasn't he?
Yeah, like the one out there, but like that. The
really tacky one.
Really tasteless ones, yeah.
It's the fat Elvis scene.
He's got like 5 videos. Yeah. He's got 5 videos. All the old video collections, you know, from the 1950s and things, you know. You know, Las Vegas, where he gets really fat.
Yeah. He's got a porn. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus and yo-ho-ho.
With a little midget with a beard sucking Santa Claus off. It's the funniest porn video I've ever seen. The other thing I had was dead good was she watches that bloke from Philadelphia shot himself in the mouth that was on the news but censored out the news. You know, corruption and things like. And he's got one of the new songs in his new singles about this or something. It's like, oh,
what's his new band called? None of us could remember.
Rape Man? Not the greatest name in the world. Group, you know. He was just trying to make out that it's his favourite comic, you know, this Japanese comic. He said if the comic had been called, like, The X or something else, some bland sort of word or something, he'd call it that as well. You know, what a coincidence. It just happens to be Rape Man. He's got the biggest sting going in the UK, you know.
Don't think he'd be on Top of the Pops with that name.
There's like a load of people actually organising coach loads of feminists go out to picket his gigs now in England, you know, when he comes over.
That'd be ace though.
They'll beat him up as well. The single's really good though, the new single he's done. He's playing some tracks off it the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've got a fucking wild drummer as well.
Yeah.
This big motherfucking Texan.
It's like it's new John Bonham. You know?
Yeah. he's big. He's got like sort of Popeye arms.
He choked his own vomit last week.
And lived to tell about it.
Sounded great on the record, though. He sampled it. You know what I mean?
So is it too early in the morning to ask what your songs are about? Because it's
they're not about anything specific. They're not like slogan hearing songs. They're all like bits of things, you know.
Some of the titles seem like almost political, threatening.
Yes, no, we are sort of a political band. We're not a slogan hearing band like the Redskins were or anything like that. I mean, we go towards the left, but like not like party, like dogmatic things, you know.
Because
like, you keep changing your mind all the time about things. And some of the titles are jokes anyway. I mean, like John Rom's 91st Nightmare's a little joke on the Bob Dylan title, but nobody seems to pick up on that, you know. It's just because Bob Dylan had a song called Bob Dylan's 91st Nightmare, but nobody ever says, you ripped that off, Bob Dylan. People always like to think if you rip things off, so we like deliberately rip things off to see if anybody notices, and people never notice, you know.
I noticed.
You never said you noticed.
You didn't give me a chance. It's 115th Dream, isn't it? That's the Bob Dylan.
Townsend, the one that most been going for on Footmail Boots, the second place so far, and our own little chart of favourite tracks off the LP from Reactions.
Yeah, that's the hit. Seaside Town is very Snappy.
Raucous. It's like Slade, the English band from the mid-70s. You know? It's like the sort of music you go around to the youth club and you big red Doc Martens and smash the windows in with and things.
You're going to get a Naughty Holder wig, the blonde curls.
It's like Diggers and things. Great band, those Slades. They're like... Still
70s are really big.
Yeah, they're dead hip, but like, Slade are not hip to mention, you know. It's okay to be a T-Rex, who are also a really good band. But like, and Sweet, yeah, well, you know, Sweet, they're so cool, oh. So I like them, you know. They're Sweet and Rifle, like really bad band, but Slade are a great band. I mean, Noddy Hole's a great singer. But it's just like, when you heard me about 13, it was great. You made you feel really hard and want to break something. that's good music, that stirring stuff. So I was hoping Seaside Tower did those people make me feel like breaking things.
10, 11,
Hear anything lately that really excited you, either in England or here, or something new, a new group or something?
Soundcheck tonight's pretty good. well, there's a good bands in England like Death by Milk Float, good Dogface Sermons, Sperm Whales, a band called Bastard Kestrel. These just all the little bands are coming through.
I got the Censorship Story, Sucks records. A few of those bands are on there.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's a good record.
I've seen England that great at the moment. It's like post juice some air chain. It's a lot of people looking at the floor while they're playing sort of bands.
a lot of wimpy pop stuff.
Yeah.
It's pop bands who can't write tunes. I mean, I really like pop music, but I would never call anything the British pop scene pop, you know. But the Pastels are really good. I mean, everyone sort of counts them in, all them sort of bands. But they're not, you know, they're more towards our sort of stuff, you know. And they're really popular in England at the moment, which is good. They're good people. Shame they can never come over here, you know, because they're all too lazy to come over here. The singer's a librarian as well, so we wouldn't be able to get time off work. But they're good. They've got a hard attitude.
They have the Vaselines, that's like a spin-off.
Yeah, good. Well, they're actually a separate group, and they just sort of gradually sort of drift into being the Pastels, you know, just because they're friends of them. They're all on the Pastels Scottish football team that plays us every year.
We thrash.
We break their legs.
So you live, do you live all together, or, I mean, probably not, right?
Three of us live in Manchester, Keith lives in Liverpool, one lives in London.
You have a rehearsal room.
An annual one. Cellar. Yeah, we don't rehearse that much because we're on tour nearly all the time.
Yeah, the neighbours complain. And,
well, he can't complain because he's really dodgy, the neighbour. He's like, he does up second-hand cars and really dodgy in supermarket down the road, and we know all about this. He's a bit
Ash, ash.
And he's not the nice guy in the world. He beats his wife up and things, and it's like, so like we could shop him for several things.
So one hand washes the other, pretty much.
Right? Yeah, he comes around complaining sometimes, you know, to show off. Like, the landlord sent these little midget man to come around and put our hedge down because we've got this overgrown garden. And this bloke, landlord didn't even send him around. He'd come around, he's just the landlord's assistant. And off the top of his head, he drove past, thought, I'm going to cut the hedge down this house, you know. So he come in and we were just sitting there watching telling him, he walked in the house, plugged his bleeding thing and chopping our hedge down. We said, what are you doing? So he said, like, I'm doing this, it's my hedge. We said, no, it's not. So start off, you're just assistant. So we plugged him, threw him out. His clean neighbour plugged him into his electricity next door. Like, no, you know, what a cheap, the cheap little man. So we said, like, the police, second-hand cars, you know. Still stands.
Maybe we should leave it at that. That's kind of a real final sort of.
listeners thinking, what the hell was that about? We're talking.
So yeah, we're going to have a translator. Translate
from Australia.
You're bored,
pissed off about that.
That's really hip.
Is it?
The Australian.
One thing worse than the French is Australians.
Maybe we should do an ID, like say, hi, this is the Membranes, and whenever we're in New Jersey, we piss on WFMU's.
Whenever we're in New Jersey, we'll sleep on the floor at WFMU. Thank you, and good night.
I'm glad we know the number now. Most of it is so crap in this country, you can never find. We're always trying to find a college station, even if it's a crap show, you always get a really fumbling DJ in between, don't you? Yeah, it's all college radio DJs fumble. We've heard some classic ones, one near Boston, I'm not cut out for this. I'm so depressed. They just went.
I'll just try and find another record. Hold on.
It's like 5 minute silence. You know, like the next show came on, didn't it? Like you get like.
this is the news. What happened today?
he was pretty good.
Oh, he had a great religious station, this bloke going like, brilliant. I want you, when you're praying tonight, to report a God
and
an American activity. He's going like, you're going to persecute the Ammonites. And we go, what the bloody hell are Ammonites? Well, it's big shell things, you know. He went on for about an hour, didn't he? This is about 7 in the morning. Who's going to listen to 7 in the morning except for people coming back from gigs and things?
And anti-Americanism, anti-communism.
Yep. And there's temptation. You know, I was saying that these older people, when I was there, when I was younger, I was outside a dormitory of school, the schoolgirls. But I didn't go through the door. I said, so.
Well, what did he do?
What did he do then, you know? He resisted temptation in the name of the Lord.
Do you sing a cappella? You know, like, without instruments?
Well, we could try. Do anything else you
want to do? Multi-talented membranes, multi-talented.
We could sing a cappella. And Koofy could do the station ID. Okay, Keith.
What's this?
We'll do the a cappella.
We're going to sing then, John.
Anything? Anything because you're heading there.
My head's too empty. What's this? WFMU.
No, he's doing that.
Was he doing that?
You've got to cut these right, I'll get it honest.
I'm going. You can sing on your own.
I'll sing that. I'll double track it.
Human box.
WFMU. WFMU, we love you. WFMU, 91.1 FM stereo.
Yeah. Thank you, Membranes.